Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, there's always a scripture reference towards everything we have in life. So where two or three are gathered in my name, there he is in the midst. Amen to that?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. There was a chaplain visiting a person in a hospital. And he only had 3 weeks to live. So the chaplain said to the man, "What kind of prayer would you like to have in the intention?" And the man looked at him and said, and he hesitated with all the strength that he had laying in the bed. He said to him, "You see, all the time in my life, I thought that my life was like a movie. Some things that you can't rewind and go back and do. But there are some things that you have to go through. But in all that, God has been there with me." So he's here with us today. He's celebrating the transfiguration of his son. It's a time in our life that all the prayers and all the adoration and all the work that we do as clergy, as lay people, as people of faith, we get to see the glory. We get to see the prize. The prize that is unseen before people who don't have eyes of faith. People who have problems with opening their heart to God. These are trying times. In our world, in our schools, in our community, even in our church, these are trying times. It was kind of hard for me to reflect on this gospel because I don't feel worthy. And that's the truth. I don't feel worthy. But God shined his light on me. He shined his light on my heart and my mind to tell you that his presence is here with us. And because of that, I want to fast forward back one chapter before this transfiguration. It's when Jesus was telling his apostles, "Who do people say that I am?"
Come on.
He was telling them this because he knew that people always wondered who was Christ. Because they said he was John the Baptist. They said he was Elijah, Jeremiah, even one of the prophets. But Jesus told his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered correctly. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Christ responded, "Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but only my Father in heaven." So after that, Jesus was telling his disciples on how the elders and the priests and the scribes are going to have to, you know, he would have to go into suffer. He has to suffer to the road to Calvary. But what did Peter do? He took him aside and said, "No, Lord, this is not going to happen to you." And Peter charged him again. He said, "Get behind me, Satan. You're an obstacle." And that's where we come today on the transfiguration of the Lord. That God had to reveal to us, reveal to Peter, James, and John, who's the true Savior of the world? Who is the Word that goes before us? Peter had to answer right. But he didn't understand what he was talking about. Come on, man. Because if you know your Lord, if you know what he did in your life, you would know that he's God. Amen to that? So Jesus took him up in this mountain, and he was transfigured before them. And the light was so radiant that they had to prostrate. They couldn't even look upon it. And who do we have? We have Moses, and then we have Elijah. Representatives of the law and the prophets. Jesus showed us in this transfiguration that he is the fulfillment of that law and prophets. Through that glory, through that radiant light that blinds us because of our sin, he wanted to reveal the true nature of his son. The true nature of why we are church today. The true nature of all of our work, all the adoration, all the rosary, all of our prayers, even coming to Mass, is not in vain. It's not in vain. So Peter gives the right answer, and he doesn't understand. So what does he do? Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let's make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Still, he doesn't understand, but he's joyous in where he is. He's joyous in where his feet stood in front of the Trinity. The heavens open up, but still, he doesn't understand. So Jesus charged them. And a voice came down. This is my beloved son. Amen. Let me say that again. This is my beloved son. Amen. Hear him. Because there is nothing in this world. There is nothing in the books that you would read. There is nothing on TV, CNN, reality shows that can come close to what you're supposed to know about Jesus. The books cannot contain the world. So what does he do? He got the right answer. But Jesus gave him an identity that he's the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Yeah. He walked up that mountain just as we come to this mountain to offer ourselves to receive that grace that God was talking about. To have that grace, excuse me, to have that grace be a fulfillment in our lives. And guess what? When that grace is in a fulfillment in our lives, we be able to give it to others. We be able to give it to others in our food program. We can give it to others in the coming together with our ministries. We can give it to our visitors. Because we have that light of Christ in us. And that light of Christ cannot go out. As long as you have faith. As long as you have belief. And as long as you have the courage to allow Jesus to be that source. That source in your life. If you allow him to be that one to lead you. That's why we put our hands up when we say the Our Father. Because we have to offer ourselves. Peter, James, and John, they offered themselves, but they had to get educated. They had to know who Christ is, because in their minds, they wanted to be there, but they wanted to portray Christ in their own flesh and blood and mind. They wanted to decrease the gospel instead of letting the gospel come to them. In our finite minds, we can only contain what God gives to us through His glory, through His word. But we have to decrease so He can increase. Amen? They were in the presence of the transformation of Christ. They were transfigured also. By receiving that grace, they were transfigured. By receiving that grace, they thought a different thought. They were prostrate, yes. They were fearful, yes. But they loved Jesus. They could have ran down that mountain and said, ah. They could have did that. But they stood on holy ground. This is holy ground. So when you come to Him, to open your mind and your heart to Him, you're on holy ground. So your only thought is Jesus. Your only thought is, what do you want from me, Lord? How can I be transformed, Lord? And I know we're scared. I know we're wondering. I know there's lines drawn. But all that doesn't matter when you come here and you receive Christ. We receive Him in sacrament. We receive Him in music. We receive Him with the fellowship from our Father. We receive Him because the heart is open. And when the heart is open, there can be change. Yes. And it should be change. Yes. We're here for one reason, and that's to worship Christ. Everything else gets put on an altar and delivered to our God so we can change. But that's what the transfiguration is all about. It's about change. It's about radiant, that is, it's about receiving that light that we couldn't see before. The light that's in you, that even some people couldn't see before. We all have that light. And sometimes that light just needs to shine in the midst of audacity, in the midst of problems, in our conversation, in our work, even when we go out of church after we get finished here. That light should always be present. But what I see from this transfiguration, Jesus touched us. He touched them and said, rise. Now, mind you, we come to Him, but He says, rise. And he gets to put a new mission in our hearts. A new mission to be properly disposed Christians. Because if we say we're Christ, we're supposed to show it. We're supposed to show it in love. The love that's radiant from God Almighty Himself through the person of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Because sometimes you got to see it to believe it. I'm only telling you it's true. It doesn't have to come down like a light bulb. It's supposed to come through deed and your prayers and your adoration and what you sit in these pews every Sunday. It's supposed to come from that. Giving up yourself so that he can give himself back to you. To strengthen you, to give you eyes of faith, to overcome that one little wrinkle that you're dealing with, to put him in the front of what you need him to do, and put the rest in the back. My life is different from yours. We all have a story. We all have a story. Christ had a story. But it's that same story that we all supposed to live by. It's that same story that brings fear that we supposed to live by because he did it first. He did it first. And when we're able to come here, even be online, you hear the word of God. It transformed your mind and your heart to come to church, to receive him. Let it go and let God do.
Come on!
Am I right? Because I'm not telling you anything wrong. It's the light that's in me. It's what he's done for me. It's how he's shaping me so his light can be shined through me. And what we're doing here can shine in God's church. Because we are St. Martin of Porres. We can't let nothing happen to our parishioners because we're a unity in Christ. So again, we all have a story. Some people might say, I need help. Some people are struggling in their faith. Some people are still wondering where to come to church. Some people are so fed up that they just abandon God forever. But I got news for you. I got news for you. He's here every day. He lives in his church. He lives among us. He lives in his word. He lives in the sacrament. He lives in you.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why Peter said, you are the Son of God, the Son of the living God.
Yes.
The words and the works of Christ cannot be contained in this world because Christ did so much for us. So brothers and sisters, what this transfiguration would mean for us is that we each be transformed. Transformed in our minds and our hearts so we can properly be disposed to follow Christ. Conscience. Listen to your conscience. Listen to your heart. Listen to your mind. The sacrament of reconciliation is always open. It's not just, you know, we want to pray at home. It's not even much we want to pray here. Give it to God. Let Him do that miraculous change in your life. You will find your way. I remember when Father sent, when he had that the story of the darkness and when the person was going through the darkness and he seen the light. Right? In the cave, right. Sometimes our faith is like that. Our faith is just like that. That we're looking in the darkness for something. We're looking in the darkness for something that can help us with the darkness. But it's the light of Christ what radiates in us. It's the light of Christ that we're supposed to walk through. And that's what this transfiguration is all about. Change in your life. Change in your spiritual life. Receiving that grace so we can get back on the journey, get back on that mission. When they came down from that mountain, they didn't just go get a meal and chill. It was the way on the cross. The work is never done. Our work is never done. So if you feel that light, you feel that grace to come back to church, to come in our ministry, to be a more upfront Christian parishioner, come to Christ. Let Him lead you, because He's not going to steer you wrong. Amen.